For more than half a century, Gregory Paul lived at Washington's Rainier School for the Developmentally Disabled. Then came word last spring he'd have to move. His sister says that sudden shock has now given way to what feels like a miracle. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the story.
Mary Ann Brookhart still remembers the day her parents took her 12-year-old brother Gregory to live at the Rainier School.
And they took him out of the car, and sometime later they came back without him, and not a word was said, ever.
That was in 1964, 55 years ago. In those days, her brother's diagnosis was severe mental retardation, a term that's not used anymore. The Rainier School became his home. Over the years, Brookhart came to feel like her brother belonged there.
I finally got to that place where it was the only place for him.
A few years ago, Brookhart became her brother's guardian. And then last March, a letter arrived in the mail. The feds had decertified the unit her brother lived in. The state was closing it, and he'd have to move.
And it was absolutely so frightening.
Since then, the state has been working to find new homes for Gregory and 86 other clients. Today, 18 remain. The deadline for everyone to be out is September 30th. About half have gone to state-run nursing facilities. The rest have been placed in staffed homes in the community. And that's where this story takes a turn.
You're going to love this.
It turns out Gregory was placed with his best friend and two other clients in a home on a golf course near Olympia. He has his own room, and he can explore the neighborhood in his wheelchair.
And the neighbors are all excited, and 60 years ago, neighbors didn't want anything to do with my brother.
Brookhart calls it a miracle. Her brother, who went to a state institution at age 12, will celebrate his 67th birthday next week for the first time in his own home in the community. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.